Hey backstage, so I'm doing another questionnaire. This is the Gone Wild Audio Eat Stuff questionnaire by Soup and Lies. So I'm just going to jump in and start with the simple starters heading of this little four-part questionnaire, if you will. Do you prefer sweet or salty savory? Sweet all the way. Like, I would eat dessert for every meal if I wasn't afraid I would get diabetes. Like, anything sugary. I love dessert. I love fruit. I love candy, cake, whatever. Like, just, I have a massive sweet tooth, and I love it. So, that's all I have to say about that. Favorite type of cuisine? I love Italian food because I'm really partial to, like, carby, tomato-y deliciousness with, like, lots and lots of cheese. I love cheese. Who doesn't really? But, well, lactose intolerant people probably don't. But anyway, and also, like, Jewish deli diner-like food has, like, a major, like, nostalgia factor for me. So, like, a good brisket on rye with extra Thousand Island, or, like, mushroom barley soup or matzo ball soup. So delicious. So good. Yeah, I would definitely say Jewish food. Okay, what's your favorite snack food? That's tough because there's so many, like, things that I really, really love. Chips and like guac or salsa. More like guac. I prefer guac. But yeah, chips and guac. Popcorn, but I don't get popcorn like in like the bag or like with anything on it. I get plain popcorn, or like I pop my own, and then I add my own movie theater butter when I'm at home because it needs to feel like movie theater butter popcorn. It can't just be like regular popcorn. Movie theater butter is the best ever. It's so good. And then I just like sprinkle a ton of salt on it. So, and then I would say my third snack food would be, this Japanese candy called Meiji gummy choco. It's like jelly beans without the coating, like the inside of the jelly bean. And then it's like dipped in chocolate and it's so good. Like, I don't know what, like they come in like different flavors. And my favorite is like the grape musket one. And then like the orange and strawberry are really good too. I don't like the peach or the apple, just FYI. Anyway, okay. Favorite appetizer. Baked clams, probably. Yeah. Or crab cakes. I really love seafood. A good like really anchovy-y Caesar salad. Buffalo wings. I wouldn't be like a true East Coaster if I didn't say that. And then like bar food appetizers, like who doesn't love those? Like a good like mozzarella stick, like chicken wing, like chicken tender onion ring deliciousness, like all of it. Like if I wouldn't get like so fat, I would eat all of that like every day. Okay. What's your favorite main dish? I mean, is it really a dish if I say pepperoni pizza? Like, I know that makes me sound like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but it's just delicious. Like, it's like, oh, and like, not even just like pepperoni pizza, but like veggie pizza, or like, oh, so good. Or like pepperoni with like, my favorite is pepperoni with black olives, which is like a salt bomb, but so good. Yeah, so that's what I would say, but also like, I love salmon, I love seafood, I love pasta, like penne al vodka, fettuccine alfredo, lasagna. I make my own lasagna and it's really good. Yeah, I would go with those. Also veal parmesan. So good. Okay, what's your favorite dessert? Anything with chocolate, like chocolate mousse, chocolate, like, what is it called? Chocolate, like, devil's like food, chocolate cake, chocolate mousse cake, like chocolate everything. But like really, I don't discriminate when it comes to desserts. Carrot cake is my favorite cake. So good. Strawberry shortcake. Yeah, basically I love cake. Oh, also peach cobbler. I love pie too. I have a massive sweet tooth, so basically like I will not turn down dessert unless it's something I actively really hate. Or if it's not like some like fine dining places will do like a savory meat sweet dessert, and I'm not so keen on those, but it depends on the flavor. So yeah. Do you have a favorite restaurant? If so, what is your go-to order there? If you're not comfortable, I suppose. I'm debating if I should like disclose where I live, but Basically, it's a, I'm not gonna say it, but it's a Italian place that's like an old school, like used to be run by the mob sort of place, like in the 80s. That might give away some of where I live. Yeah, it's delicious. And my go-to order there is, so it's like family style. So I usually go like with other people and we'll share things. So we usually order like Caesar salad and baked clams. We'll order like, a veal parm to share with like either mushroom ravioli or like, fettuccine Alfredo or like, veal melanese or something. And then for dessert, I usually get creme brulee. So delicious. Okay, what are your thoughts on fast food? Do you have a favorite? I love fast food, but I try not to eat it very often because, I mean, like, for all the reasons that everyone knows, like, it's just super unhealthy and, like, it's not really real food. So, but my favorite is a toss-up between White Castle hamburgers, which is like the lowest of the low, like a fast food, you know what I mean? Like it's like the bottom, but it's so good. And their onion rings are really delicious. And then like the other one would probably be Chipotle, cause like that guac though, it's so good. Yeah, probably Chipotle. Okay, if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be and would you be okay with this? No, I would not be okay with this. Variety is definitely the spice of life. But, I would probably say, like, I've already said it, like, a bunch, but pizza. Like, you can't really go wrong with pizza. Plus, I feel like there's so many variations, like, you could kind of cheat on that and be like, well, yeah, I'm eating pizza, but, like, you can mix the flavors differently, or, like, one day you, like, have it without cheese, or, like, one day you have, like, white pizza. Yeah, I'm cheating there, but, yeah, that's totally what I would order. Okay, moving on to, like, oh, I'm sorry if you guys can hear me. I'm, like, playing with these, like, I don't know, one of my friends gave me these, like, weird surgical scissor things, which sounds totally bizarre, but they're, like, really cute and covered in this, like, weird pattern. I don't know. So if you guys hear me going, like, that's what I'm doing because I'm weird. And, like, a fidgety person, but, like, not, yeah, I don't know. Okay, foods for moods. What's your favorite comfort food? Comfort food, Ben and Jerry's fish food. Like, that's my favorite, one of my favorite ice creams. Oh, or Turkey Hill party cake. Like, ice cream is, like, my comfort food. Yeah. What's your favorite food to eat for a celebration? It depends on the food, like, the celebration, but, like, just, like, a general one, like, cake. Like, cake is delicious. Or like a really, really good steak. Like a really good cut of steak. Yeah, that's like probably what I would choose. Do you have a guilty pleasure food? If so, what is it? I'm losing weight, so like all of the ones that I mentioned are like guilty pleasures for me now. Yeah, but basically like everything covered in cheese. Like, that's what I would choose. But, like, guilty pleasure food, like, probably nachos, like with the works on it, like, black olives, jalapenos, like, sour cream, guacamole, like, some taco meat, maybe. I don't know. I'm, like, thinking of this one place that I used to go to in college that had, like, the best nachos. Oh, so good. Imagine you are preparing or ordering a romantic meal for you and a partner. What's on the menu? Okay, here's the thing, like, I wouldn't prepare it, I would order it, probably, and I'm thinking, like, wine and, I don't know, that's really tough, like, because you don't want, like, because if you're, like, planning on sexy times, you don't want to, like, be crazy full, but you still want to, like, set a nice mood, so maybe some, like, I don't know. Ooh, that's rough. Maybe like a nice like fusion like place, like a trendy fusion place maybe. I don't know. There's this like one place that I'm thinking of that does like this amazing like Greek bruschetta and then like all of these like really interesting like weird like Like, they do this, like, weird teriyaki, like, mashed potato confection thing, which sounds disgusting, but it's really delicious. Although, it sounds really heavy. I don't know. Do you have any foods you find sexy? Would you use them in a prelude to sexy time or maybe even during sexy time? Ooh la 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 la. I think ice cream is sexy and whipped cream, like that Coldplay sort of aspect of it like melting on your skin is really, really sexy. And I would and have used them in sexy time. Yeah. I can't really think of anything else. Chocolate is sexy. Oh, strawberry, chocolate-covered strawberries are really sexy. Like, those are, like, really, like, cliched foods, but, like, they're all, like, really hot to me. I don't know. Do you have any specific memories based around food? Yeah, my grandmother used to cook a lot for me, and, like, that's where that, like, nostalgia factor with like the Jewish deli food comes in, like and it just like brings back a lot of memories of her. Like, she passed on her matzo ball soup recipe, so that reminds me of her. Like, conversely, my mom is a terrible cook, so sometimes like if I'm eating chicken or something, I'll remember like her terrible like dry chicken, and like even though it was gross, like it like reminds me of her, and like that, I think that's kind of sweet. I think that's it. Okay, the devil's in the details. Describe your perfect burger. Okay, so first we're starting medium. Yeah, because I don't like it super rare. Yeah, medium cooked. Cheddar cheese with, like, maybe a little bit of pepper jack thrown in there for some kick. Crispy fried onions, a fried egg. Oh, on a pretzel bun. With some mushrooms and like a chipotle mayo. That's the perfect burger. That sounds so good. And there's also this one place near me that does this burger, and it's like medium on like a regular bun with caramelized onions, Gruyere cheese, or is it Gouda? I forget. And like garlic aioli, like a garlic aioli mayo, and like caramelized onions, I think I said that, and mushrooms, and it's so good. So that's another one that I like love. Describe your perfect pizza. A New York City pizza, only New York pizza will do. Yeah, that's tough though, because there's so, like, probably like the works, like all the veggies except for bell peppers, because I don't like bell peppers at all. Like broccoli, olives, onions. What else do I put on my pizza? Broccoli, olives, onions. I don't know. I'm probably forgetting. And pepperoni, because pepperoni is delicious. Describe your perfect sandwich. Probably like a meatball sub with like extra provolone cheese or extra mozzarella cheese. Or a Philly cheesesteak with chipotle sauce, because I love chipotle sauce and I will put it on everything. I love spicy food. Love. Okay, what's your favorite ice cream flavor, and do you get any toppings? Okay, I already said fish food from Ben & Jerry's, Turkey Hill party cake. There's another one that I really, really like. And like right now, because I'm on like a healthy, like kind of not diet, like I'm just like counting my calories, Halo Top. My favorite is probably the cinnamon bun flavor. Oh, or enlightened cookies and brownie flavor, like cookie dough and brownies. Yeah. Situational eating. Imagine your perfect wedding. How many guests are there? What do you serve them? I would want a small wedding. Like, if I ever get married, I always say like maybe like 50 to 100 people. And like, I would be like really strict about who came, because I don't really like, it's funny because like I'm on here and like, but like I don't like attention when people are staring at me. It makes me feel self-conscious. So like, I'm a classic INFP, if you believe in the Myers-Briggs thing. So I would not want a huge wedding. And then what do you serve them? I want like a focus on the food. So I want like a really good seafood option, like maybe like crab stuffed salmon. Sounds really good. Or like stuffed shrimp, like a filet mignon option for appetizers. I don't know, this is like tough. For appetizers, something cheesy and gooey and yummy and delicious would work. I don't know. What else? Yeah, I'm gonna go with those. Let's see. What did you serve? What would you serve them for dessert? I think for my, like, wedding cake or whatever, I would want, like, a multiple tiered cake because I want, like, to try everything. And, like, one would be, like, a buttercream standard. And then I would want, like, one that's, like, interesting, like, maybe, like, a passion fruit something. And then, like, yeah, like, or, like, a butterscotch or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'd want something unique. Imagine your ideal holiday feast. What's for dinner? Okay, so I don't really like turkey or, like, most, like, I like poultry, but, like, it's not, like, my go-to. So I would choose, like, a spiral ham and, like, ooh, with, like, maple glaze. That sounds really good. Yams, of course, with extra, 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 extra marshmallows because that's delicious. Stuffing is, aces. So good. What else? I don't know. I don't really do the holiday thing. Like, so I can't. Oh, latkes, probably, because I'm Jewish. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Finally, you're on death row, and it's time for your last meal. What are you getting? I don't want to be on death row. That's a cop-out. I mean, realistically, probably pizza, but maybe, like, a really good steak with, like, mash, like, super buttery mashed potatoes, and, oh, no, sushi, like, a sushi platter of, like, really good sushi, though, with, like, extra spicy mayo, and, like, spicy crunchy tuna rolls, that's my favorite kind of sushi, and, like, a bunch of dragon rolls, and, like, really, like, delicious goiza, or, like, dumplings. Yeah, I would definitely go for sushi for, like, my last meal, I think. Like, yeah. Okay, good talk. Yeah, so I think that's it, and okay, so bye-bye.